Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bulky Blue podcast. And today is going to be a FA Cup match review where Chelsea have just beaten Morecambe 4-0 in the third round. In this, I'll be giving my review of that match itself and then going over the other results, all of the other results in the FA Cup and who I want to avoid in the FA Cup draw. So getting straight into the match review with the match against Morecambe. First off, the lineup was not what I expected at all. So to put it into perspective, I predicted Kepa in goal, which was correct. I predicted Livramento and Lawrence as our fullbacks, which neither were. I predicted Rudiger and either Tomori or Zuma as the centre backs. Put Billy and Bate as a two. Callum, Kai and Andrian behind either Werner or Jude Sunsub Bell. What we actually went with, the actual lineup we played, we had Kepa in goal, which was expected, let's be real. And I think I'll get onto him in a minute. Aspi right back. Again, pretty bog standard. The lineup was seriously strong. Let's just put that out. We had Tony Rudiger and Kurt Zouma as our centre backs. We had Emerson as our left back. We had Billy in front of them. Kai and Mason as the other two in midfield. And then a front three of Ziyech on the right, Werner in the middle, and Hudson-Odoi starting on the left. We brought on Tomori, Pulisic, Giroud, Andrian, and Tammy. Not in that order. We brought off Hudson-Odoi, Ziyech, Werner. Who else came off? Mason came off, and I think Zuma was the other one that came off. So, first thing that happened that was of real note in the match was at 0-0, one of their players, I can't remember the guy's name, he had a cross that he mishit and it nearly went in. But at 0-0, Kepa made a great save to stop it. And I've always said, as much as I might feel uncomfortable with Kepa being on the pitch in our goal, just nervous, I'll give credit where it's due. And he made a fantastic save to stop that going in, because not only did he stop the ball going in, but he grabbed it and then he rolled his body so that the ball didn't cross the line. So yeah, as I said, it was a great stop. And then a few minutes later, Mount had a 25-yard grass burner, which went in the bottom corner. So we went 1-0 up. And we were totally, totally dominant in this match. I think they had two chances the entire game. But yeah, there was no... I think at one point we had something crazy like 80-something% possession. And we were having loads of chances, cutting them open, and it was a good thing to watch. I know the big thing that everyone's going to say is it's only Morecambe, but you can only beat what's in front of you. And then just before half time, Werner finally ended his goal drought, and Ziyech crossed it into the box at the far post. Havertz nods it back across. And granted, it was a tap-in. But Werner scored. So not only is it a Werner goal, it's a Kai Havertz assist. And they both needed that, I think. Scrappy or not, they both needed something to go in. And You could see the smile at half time. He looked like a relieved man. Timo did, and I don't blame him, because a lot of people today he was in a no-win situation anyway. Because if he scores, which he did, people go, it's only Morecambe. Which is the word you're going to hear all the time. But if he didn't score, people would then go, oh, he couldn't even score against Morecambe. Like, they'd always look at the opponent we're playing, not how well he performed or whatnot. He didn't have a spectacular game. But he got a goal, which was what we needed from him. And hopefully now, that means he'll kick on a bit. He'll get that confidence. He'll go again and he'll go and score loads. Because we need him. And then just after half-time, game kicks off again. And Callum, he keeps his form going and he scores as well. If I'm not mistaken, it was a Ziyech assist. Literally all of our front three to start today, and Kai as well, were in and amongst all of the goals, pretty much. And yeah, I mean, and a Ziyech assist. He didn't. Ziyech was constantly trying them crosses into the box, but this time it was a little chip through. Hudson-Odoi running through on goal, slots it through, 3-0. And it's one of those where, as I said, he keeps his form going. Scored against City, scored today. He had an assist against Arsenal. And when he's coming on lately, he's contributing. And that's all you can ask. And I think he's deserving of a start. I really do, but with Ziyech being fit and getting an assist today, which is what he's been brought in to do, he's been brought in to contribute and provide for the team, not score as much, it makes it harder. Yeah, it makes it harder because obviously Ziyech is going to play over Hudson-Odoi if they're both playing decent. And It's hard for Callum because Pulisic's world class, and when he's fit, he plays. When Ziyech is fit, he plays because he is also brilliant. Werner is playing up front, and yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard for Callum to get in, but what he needs to do is just keep doing what he's doing. And his time will come. He will get the starts like he did today. And basically keep proving to Lampard, I'm here when you need me. So if we do have an injury crisis again, we got no fit wingers, Hudson-Odoi can then go, what about me, boss? And then, who knows? He might get a run in the team, might get mega success from him, and then he states his claim for a starting spot, and then it's hard for Ziyech to come back in. Who knows? But at the end, it was a little 1-2 down the wing, and I think it was Aspilicueta crossed it in, and at the far post with a towering header, Kai Havertz, bang, 4-0, and he's finally scored as well. Now I think it's his first goal since we beat... No. Sorry, is his first... I think it's his first goal since Southampton? Hold on, I've got to double check this. So, I know he scored the hat-trick against Barnsley. He scored against Southampton because Werner set him up. Has he scored again? Is he on 4 or 5? So he scored there. Yeah, so he scored a hat-trick against them. Didn't score there. Scored against Southampton. Did he score against Krasnodar? No, so that's Kai's first goal as well since the 17th of October. It's his fifth goal of the season. But what you need to realise is, again, he wasn't really brought in to be scoring all the time. He was brought in to be a creator. So when he's already over 10 goal contributions this season. Werner's on 16 or 17 goal contributions this season with his goals and assists. So when you look at it like that, Werner's been on a goal drought. It's not a secret. But even though he hasn't been scoring, it's what I've been saying before, he is contributing to the team. And that's vital. And for me, Kai was man of the match. Like, Kai was superb today. There's no doubt about it. And when he got his goal, I was honestly so happy for him because it actually shined a light on just how good he was. Again, I know it's always going to be put out there. It's only Morecambe. But they weren't playing shit. Let's be real here. There were times in that game where you'd see them and they were just two banks of four or more, and it was hard to break them down at times. It really was. So the fact that we scored four today, now I know in my preview I predicted 7-1 because I thought they'd do the complete opposite. I thought they'd just turn up and thought, fuck it, let's just go for them because Morecambe are probably thinking chances are we're going to lose this match anyway. So why not go for them? And apart from the couple of chances they had, they didn't really come at us. So for us to score four against a low block team, regardless of the level they are, and for Kai to be instrumental in all of it, I think it's a good showing from him. And who knows, he might get a FIFA Man of the Match card, which means my ones to watch will improve. So who knows? Werner might get a Man of the Match card. I don't know. But anyway, the fourth and fifth round draw happens tomorrow. Just before the West Ham game, I think it is. But there are a few teams we can face in the draw. Well, there's a load of teams we can face in the draw, actually. I think it's 32 teams we can play in the draw. And I'm going to move into that now because I've got literally all the results written down here. So let's just get straight into them. We had Villa 1, Liverpool 4. Wolves 1, Palace 0. Bournemouth 0, Millwall 2. Everton 2, Rotherham 1 after extra time. Luton 1, Reading 0. Norwich 2, Coventry 0. Nottingham Forest 1, Cardiff 0. Chorley 2, Derby 0. Blackburn 0, Doncaster 1. Blackpool 2, West Brom 2. However, Blackpool won 3-2 on penalties. Bristol Rovers 2, Sheffield United with their first win of the season 3. Burnley 1, MK Dons 1. Burnley winning 4-3 on penalties. Exeter 0, Sheffield Wednesday 2. Bournemouth 4, Oldham 1. QPR 0, Fulham 2 after extra time. That does us a favour, actually, because we play Fulham next week, I think. So them playing 2 hours of football might tire them out a bit. Stevenage 0, Swansea 2. Stoke 0, Leicester 4. Wickham 4, Preston 1. Arsenal 2, Newcastle 0 after extra time. Brentford 2, Borough 1. Huddersfield 2, Plymouth 3. Man United 1, Watford 0. Southampton versus Shrewsbury was postponed. I've got to go into the next page here. Barnsley 2, Tranmere 0. Bristol City 2, Portsmouth 1. Our match, Chelsea 4, Morecambe 0. Cheltenham 2, Mansfield 1. Crawley 3, Leeds 0. That's probably the biggest shock of the weekend. One second. The other one would have been Chorley versus Derby, but that is it's a League Two team beating a Premier League team 3-0. You had Man City 3, Birmingham 0. As it stands, Spurs are beating Marine 4-0 with a Vinicius hat-trick. Newport versus Brighton is kicking off at 7:45 this evening, and then Stockport versus West Ham is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So that puts, how many, let's just have a quick double count here. So it puts Liverpool, Wolves, Millwall, Everton, Luton, Norwich, Nottingham Forest, Chorley, Doncaster, Blackpool. That's 10. Sheffield United, Burnley, Sheffield Wednesday, Bournemouth, Fulham, Swansea, Leicester, Wickham, Arsenal, Brentford is 20. Plymouth, Man United, Southampton or Shrewsbury, Barnsley, Bristol City, Chelsea, Cheltenham, Crawley, Man City, let's be real, it's going to be Spurs, so that's 30, and then either Newport or Brighton, which will probably be Brighton, and then Stockport and West Ham, which will probably be West Ham. So that's 32 teams left in the competition after this round of fixtures. There's seven I want to avoid. So our chances are we will avoid them. But you never know. There's always going to be a glamour tie in the next round. Guarantee it. The ones I want to avoid are Liverpool, City, United, Arsenal, Spurs, Wolves and Leicester. And if we want to get any form of distance in this competition, which, given the strength of the lineup Lampard went with, I think it's pretty evident that he wants to go places in this competition. We need to avoid the big boys as long as possible to get as far as possible. And then hopefully they face each other and knock each other out of the competition. At the end of the day, to win the tournament, you got to be in the tournament. And we can only beat what's in front of us. So if we do get Liverpool fourth round, City fifth round, United quarter-final, Arsenal semi-final and Spurs final. So if we get a worst possible draw, then if we want to win it, we've got to win them. And we've got the capabilities of winning them. But whether we will or not is a different story. Like, obviously, you look at the draw or the teams available, and obviously we want to have the likes of Crawley or Chorley or, I don't know, who else is in there? Like a Huddersfield or someone like that. Luton. But at the end of the day, as I've said, we can only be what's in front of us. And we've got to stay focused on the job. Going back to the, as it, which quickly sends me back to the lineup. Like, Lampard went with a very, very strong team today. Like, exceptionally strong team, given the opposition. And caused a lot of heat, for some reason, on social media at the start of the game. People were going, like, it's too unnecessary to play this many big names. Now, I look at it, in one way, it's unnecessary because we've got the opportunity to rest players. Fair enough. But at the end of the day, we have rested players. We've rested Mendy, Silva, Chilwell, Kante. Mount came off after like 60 minutes. Werner came off after 60 minutes. Ziyech came off after 60 odd minutes. Like, we did do rest. Like, and the fact that there was five subs as well, and if we'd have got, if by some miracle we'd have gone extra time, there would have been a sixth. We could change the squad, like half the team, so it's not a problem. But also, I think if he'd have put the kids in, like both Tino's, Lawrence, Bell and Bate, if that result had gone the wrong way with those in the team, Lampard would have been crucified for it. Put it that way. Why did you play the youth? Why did you not take them seriously? This, that and the other. Like, it just seems like no matter what he does now, he can't win with the social media crowd. And that was why I put it out on my preview that banner that We Are The Shed have sorted and got in place to put up in the shed. It's lovely to see, because if you look at how not all of social media, but how a chunk are reacting. As I said, he's in a no-win situation. Like, oh, you should have played Suns up Bell up front. But then Werner got his goal today. Look at the people need to start looking at the positives. Why did you play Havertz? He's been playing shit lately. He got a goal and assist today. Why did you play Ziyech? He's only just come back from injury. He got an assist today. Like, why didn't you play Lawrence and Livramento or Bate or whoever? Like, as I said, no matter what Lampard does, he's under the microscope right now. People are so quick to criticise him and to slag him off, but not quick enough to praise him when he gets it right. Today, he got it right. And again, I know there is a big caveat to that. It's no disrespect, it's Morecambe. We should be beating them. But at the end of the day, we can't just constantly, like, bash him when he gets it wrong, but not praise him when he gets it right. It's not fair. Like, Emerson today, I think was good as well. If I was to go over the players, Kepa was dominant in the area, which was very nice to see. It was actually really reassuring. There was one in particular, cross came in, and you heard him shout over everyone else, keeper, and he came and claimed it. And it's reassuring to hear him like that. A clean sheet would be good, is good for him. Especially the fact that he made a save to keep it at a clean sheet. Mason with his goal today. It's his first goal since West Brom, I think. And that'll do him the world of good. Like, not as if Mason's been playing really well as it is anyway. But that goal just makes it all the more worth it, because it makes him feel like it's paying off in a, on a personal level. Because I, for one, can see that he's playing out of his skin every week. Lampard sees it. Many of other Chelsea fans see it, that he is one of the first names on the team sheet. And not because he's quote-unquote Lampard's son, but because he earns his place in the team for what he brings to the team. And at the end of the day, that goal, as I said, is a payoff for Mason. He's like, it's finally paying off what I'm doing. And again, it's nice to see. I would personally love to see Mason Mount wear that number 8 shirt one day. I really would. And is he going to follow in Frank's footsteps? Who knows? But on the other breath, I want him to be Mason Mount, not Frank Lampard reborn. I think he's got the capabilities and the work ethic to be as important as Frank was to us as a player. But I also think that he's his own player in his own right. And people need to start judging him on the player he is. And because that player is, as I've said, I think he's vital to this team. And I'm not the only one that sees it. So today, I think Billy as well, the way he was playing was phenomenal. I really do think next season, because let's be real, I'm 95% certain we're getting Declan Rice this summer. So we can then play Declan Rice and Billy Gilmore in a pivot with Ziyech, Hudson, Ziyech, Pulisic and Havertz behind Werner. Yes, that means Mount drops in, but then we can then rotate and have Rice, Kai and Mason. Like, there's so... getting Declan Rice gives us so many different opportunities for different formations that all of them work. And then we haven't got to be so reliant on N'Golo Kante all the time. Because it seems to me that now... I know today he didn't play, but... when Kante has a bad game, it's really pointed out, because he gives no protection for that back four when he has a bad game. So I think with Declan Rice, if we get him, which I think will happen at this point, we can then play one game with Kante in there, rest him for the next, and play Rice and Billy. Or then play Rice with Mount and Kai. And there's, as I said, there's so many different options. We can be so fluid, and it'll be a good prospect, because I don't think we'll keep Kante forever. And I mean, he is a good player, he's a great player, but we over rely on him at times. And I want us to have a squad and a deep enough midfield that we can do, that we can rotate him out, so that he doesn't get to the point where he's beyond knackered and then he has a shocker like he did against Man City. Now, when it's all said and done, one of the things that's a very, very strong possibility is we sell Kante to make funds for Rice. Because there will be teams that will still be after him. Like PSG would be. Real Madrid would be. Juve maybe. Basically the top end teams. And he would be a really, really good acquisition for them. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see. That's all I can really say on the matter. I mean, when after the draw has happened, I'll do a quick like 10-minute episode, go over the draw and any related transfer news. But that is going to be the end. Sorry. That is going to be the end of today's episode, guys. If you did enjoy it, please give me a share around. It would mean the absolute world to me. And I hope you all stay safe and keep the socially distancing, etc., etc. So until next time, I will see you later. Good. Bye.